Hello and welcome to Locked On Astros, your daily Astros podcast. Here are your hosts, Eric the Man Heisman and Brett H-Town Wheelhouse Chansey.
We are Locked On Houston Astros, and we hope that you join us for a daily Locked On Astros podcast. My name is Eric Heisman. You can find me on Twitter at Eric Talk Astros. You can find the show at Locked On Astros, your team every day. Brett, where can we find you at?
They can find me at H-Town Wheelhouse on Twitter and at Stros411 on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Always positive, even at 500, always Stros.
All right, today's episode is brought to you by Locker Room. Download the app and join us tomorrow at 8:30 to get in the action. Locker Room, changing the way we talk sports, even if it's about the Astros losing against the hated New York Yankees. And a lot of people were watching the Locked On Astros YouTube channel. And yes, guys, we are trying to start a YouTube channel. We're not doing a YouTube video today. We're kind of take a little break. And David Locke, we're using his channel right now, and he's the Jazz are playing. So, but guys, go subscribe to Locked On Astros YouTube channel. We're about to have some big things happen with that. So go subscribe and tell your friends about it. But a lot of people were commenting, and they're saying that we are crying on yesterday's podcast. I don't think we are crying about the Astros being booed. I think we're saying that it's not going to hurt the Astros that you're booing them. But I just don't get what Yankees fans are thinking. There was one person that said, there are some good Yankees fans out here. And great podcast, guys. And so thank you to that random Yankees fan. You are awesome. Everybody else, I'm not going to say anything bad about you, but continue being a Yankees fan. But remember, you can get Locked On Astros on Podcast Nap Himalaya, as well as Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify. When you get in your car, tell your smart device played podcast, Locked On Astros. So, Brett, the Astros lose again. They're back at 500. What the heck is going on? Is the sky falling? Is it time to start panicking? What's going on?
I don't think it's panic mode yet. But the more these things happen, the more I wonder what the character or actual makeup of this team is. A, the bullpen is deficient. There's no other word for it. B, the bats are not hitting. C, you had a starter today who has now failed to get a win in four consecutive starts, who should be 4-0 right now, technically speaking. Maybe they should have left Garcia in to finish that inning. I don't know. I questioned a lot of Dusty's moves tonight, Eric. Now, I'll tell you this. In order for the Yankees to make that comeback, to get those runs, to get that run, that third run to tie it up, there was a third pitch strike that was called on Stanton before he hit that ball and scored that tying run on that RBI. He should have been out.
It that hit the changed corner me. Of the strike zone. It yes. was a strike.
This is
it
the second. This is the second freaky night in a row that an umpire call has altered or changed the trajectory of the game. Now, am I blaming the umpires 100% for this? Definitely not. A lot of this goes on the hitting of the Astros. How do you get 8 hits and only score 3 runs? The Yankees had 9 hits and scored 6 runs. That is how you win baseball games. The Yankees have heated up and the Astros have stayed mediocre. Plain and simple. They're not playing good baseball. They're playing crappy baseball. Altuve started the game out first pitch and got a hit. He's going to shut the Yankees fans up and he's going to come in. And I'm like, this is going to be a great game. And I'll screw it. That's all that happened in the first inning. Gosh, dang it. And no, we're not crying about the jeering. Guys, y'all can boo all you want to. I could care less. If you want to live in negativity, that's fine. You wallow in negativity. But right now I want to focus on what is the most glaring need for the Astros right now. I think it's a bullpen. But then again, when your offense is only scoring 3 runs, it has to be the bullpen, because you score 3 runs, your bullpen should be able to hold them. Your pitcher should be able to hold them. I don't know, Eric. I just, there are so many things not going right. It's hard to pick one thing, right? It's hard to focus on one thing, but that's baseball. You have to find what's not working and fix it. It's the ultimate team sport.
Well, what's the old phrase? If you keep on playing with matches or keep on playing with
fire, you're gonna get burned.
Yeah, when you keep on playing in fire, you're gonna get burned. And the Astros kept on loading the bases, especially with Stanek, and then Luis Garcia struggled. I know we can look at what happened that strike three call, and then you brought in Stanek, and then Stanek came in and struggled a little bit, but then he kind of settled things down a little bit. Brian Abreu came in and he settled things down. The bullpen is just not great at the moment. I know that they limited the damage, but you can't keep on coming in and loading the bases and then shutting it down, because eventually a team like the Yankees with guys like Giancarlo Stanton and then Aaron Judge, yes, he was what? He had 5 strikeouts today. Yes, he's batting .265 on season. He's got .889 OPS. He's gonna burn you. You can't expect him to have an 0-for-5 with 5 strikeouts and have 6 runners left on base. But you can't keep on putting so many runners on base. And the game before, it was 9 walks. Today, how many walks was it? It was 5 walks. Right.
Yeah. It was 5 walks. So here's the thing, 11 strikeouts, but 8 of those were Garcia. That was a career high for him today. But you literally have Stanek come in and he issues a walk. Abreu issues a walk. And actually, so 3 hits by Stanek, 1 hit by Abreu, 2 hits by Raley, 1 hit by Joe Smith. I'm going to stand by this. I am not putting Stanek in that situation that early in the game. I would rather put Abreu first than Stanek. I know Abreu has been all over the place. I want to leave Stanek towards the end, because look what happened when you lose Stanek and Abreu. Who did you have left? Raley and Smith. They're a lot less dependable in the back end. They haven't been dependable at all lately. And Stanek, I understand he's been the hottest arm out there. He's been the most consistent guy, and I think that's what Dusty Baker was probably thinking. But I still don't think that was the right move. If he's a late inning guy, he's a late inning guy.
High leverage arm in the bullpen.
Okay, leverage. So he's not a late inning. He's a high leverage guy.
I think that we're looking at this. You got to think about as a Rays manager. I think that's the way James Click and Dusty Baker are kind of running things. That you don't have a set. Outside, you have a set closer, but the rest of the bullpen, they kind of go with who the matchups and the high leverageness, if that's a word, and all that. So sure. We just make up stuff on the Lockdown Astros
after podcast. Tonight, high leverageness is a word.
You know what we can also do? We can also talk about maybe the locker room and how we can make up words, and y'all can make up words if you want to join the locker room podcast. Speaking of locker room, we're going to have a room tomorrow. And we're going to talk about tomorrow's game. Hopefully, we'll talk about how Gerrit Cole was not quite so great and Lance McCullers was really great. And you can join a conversation, too. You'll find fans just like you on the Locker Room app for watch party, debates, post-games, breakdown, and, of course, reacting to big news or rumors. You'll have a chance to chat with me and Brett and maybe have a chance to be featured on the Locked On Astros podcast through our Locker Room conversation. Be sure to join us this week on Thursday at 8:30. We'll be hosting a room, and we'll do it this Thursday at 8:30. Go download the free Locker Room app now, currently available on all iOS devices. Be sure to create your profile, link your Twitter, and join the MLB group for the latest league updates. Follow me at Eric Heisman and H-Town Wheelhouse. Be notified when our room goes live. I know you don't want to miss it. We're planning to go this week on Thursday at 8:30. Can't wait to hear everybody's thoughts about how Dusty Baker's using the bullpen, how the Astros did against the Yankees, and we'll see you there. Locker Room is changing the way we talk sports. Speaking of that, what about Rock Auto? I mean, you got to have the right parts for the bullpen and your vehicle.
Yeah, maybe we need to go to Rock Auto and find some relief pitching, but they have with the ever increasing need for makes and parts for makes and models. you can't just go to a traditional storefront auto parts store. A, they're going to upcharge you because you're not a professional mechanic. They've made deals with certain shops. So sometimes you're going to spend 30, 50, 100% more. And when you're fixing your vehicle, no matter what it is, you want to save money. The object is to keep money in your pocket, but to fix your car in the most efficient way possible. They have all the parts you'll ever need. They're a family-owned business. They've been around for 20 years. I've been to the website. It's easily navigable. Put in your make, your model, what you need. Carpet, windshield wipers, brake pads, whatever it is. Go to rockauto.com. Chain stores won't offer you what they offer you. The customer service, the delivery to your door. Best of all, the price at Rock Auto are always reliably low and a remarkably easily navigable website. Go to rockauto.com right now. And write the promo code locked on in their how did you hear about us box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all your car will ever need at rockauto.com.
All righty. So I know that Dusty Baker made an interesting decision. A lot of people have been complaining about Kyle Tucker, and they wanted to get some more offense into the game. So what they did was they sat Kyle Tucker, and they put Ledmus Diaz into right field. This is a position that Diaz has not played a lot. They normally stick him in left field, but Michael Brantley doesn't really play right field. And so they want to keep Michael Brantley in left field, and they put Diaz in right field. So this is something that you may see a little bit more often. I know there was one play that I saw. I know I missed a few of it because I had to go see a doctor for a little bit, but there's one play where I saw where a Diaz kind of played it bad, a bounce off the wall. I think it was Aaron Hicks double, and it bounced and got by him. And so, but it didn't really hurt because I think whoever it was stopped at third base.
He was 2 for 3, Eric. He had an RBI in the game. I mean,
I'm talking about defense. Yeah.
I know. But that's, I think he's not in there for defense. He's in there for his bat.
It's like putting Carlos Lee in the outfield. And so,
Right. I mean, he's literally, that's his purpose was because Kyle Tucker's been sucking at the plate. I mean, Kyle Tucker is not in sync. We know that Kyle Tucker can hit. We know that Kyle Tucker has showed really good ability to hit contact, hit for doubles, triples. We know that he's got this Ted Williams-esque swing. But when you are mentally not there and in the game, you've got to get someone else in there. Give him some rest. Give him a mental break. Ledmus Diaz has been excellent this season. I really like what he's doing at the plate. He's hitting .279 on the season, but he is a dependable utility guy. He's played all four positions in the infield, and now he's played right field for the first time. And you're going to have to do that. When your guys are down, that's what your utility guy comes in, and hopefully he doesn't have a key play where he allows a run or he's unable to get the throw in. And that wasn't necessarily the situation when he got that. But at the same time, you are sacrificing a little bit of a glove and defensive, power to replace for that offensive. And the offense is what was needed. Unfortunately, Diaz's 2 for 3 in one run wasn't enough because, the Yankees scored 6 runs and the Astros only had 3. So say what you will, I like Diaz in there. I say play Diaz again. I think he earned a starting spot tomorrow in the afternoon game. Make Kyle Tucker sit until we come home.
Yeah, Kyle Tucker is batting .183 on season. And so he struggled. And this is a guy who's got a bright future with Houston Astros, but he's struggling right now. So maybe this is a slap in the face to Kyle Tucker. And so you're going to put Diaz in there over me. Oh, Dusty, I don't think so. And so this is a chance for Kyle Tucker to maybe have a little dose of reality and maybe get his bat woken up. Maybe we'll see what happens. But Luis Garcia pitched as good as he can do. He made one big mistake, and that was to Giancarlo Stanton, and he knew it. You can see it in his face. As soon as he released it, he was like, oh, crap. And it was a 92.4 mile per hour four-seam fastball. And Giancarlo Stanton hit it 107.2 miles per hour into it was a no doubter. And so, but overall, he pitched 4 2/3 innings pitched, 8 strikeouts, like you said, 92 pitches. And the reason why Dusty Baker did not want to leave him in, the reason why he brought in Stanek at that moment was because Giancarlo Stanton was up and he didn't want to give him a chance to kind of do the same thing again. And especially after he did the same thing. And to kind of go back to that count, that was a 1-2 slider. Giancarlo Stanton and they called it a ball, even though it did touch the corner. And then Stanton hit that the next pitch as a double to left field. And that's what was a tie to game. At the end of the day, it didn't really matter because the Yankees went on to win the game 6-3. But it was a big deal. And this is the second time in 2 days that a blown strike or two kind of led to the Yankees kind of take either tying or taking the lead. But yeah, there's breaking news. There's okay. breaking news during the game. The Astros announced the signing of right-hand pitcher Ryan Eads and have signed him to Sugarland. Eads appeared with the Twins and Orioles in 2019 and was the second round picks by the Twins in the 2013 MLB draft out of the LSU baseball. So welcome to Sugarland, Ryan.
We need a hot button. We need a hot key where we can do the little breaking news sound. I think you just what is that? That's sound like C-3PO throwing up. May the fourth be with you. Oh, it's the fifth already. Golly, this, like, I feel like I'm in the Twilight Zone right now, Eric. You know.
Hey, yeah. Before you finish that thought, Dusty Baker also, while we're talking about breaking news, he said that the Astros are close to 85% vaccination threshold, and he's hoping that any day now we'll have some good news on that front. So that's something that that way they can have some loosening in the restrictions in the locker room and all that. So speaking of which, let's talk a little bit about sports trade. Sports trade is this awesome little thing out there that's talking about fantasy baseball, right?
Yeah, I'll tell the fans all about it. If you are into fantasy sports and you are into trading and you like doing both of those things, they've combined this. Their platform allows you to buy and sell shares in your favorite players, just like real stocks. I would think right now Giancarlo Stanton's probably pretty high. And if you bought low and he wasn't doing too well, then you are faring pretty well. It's an exciting way to put cash in your pocket and take your knowledge of sports to the next level. Making money with sports trade is simple, as player values rise and fall based on two factors. One, their statistical performance in each game as compared to their projected fantasy points in that game. The more points scored, the higher the value goes. Two, good old supply and demand, baby. That's right. The more demand a player has, the higher their value goes. When you're ready to buy shares, pick the penny stock rookie or the huge up with the huge upside, or grab the blue chip vet who's always a solid performer. Simply go to sportstrade.com and watch the How It Works video, then sign up to get started. Sign up today at sportstrade.com and discover the fun and exciting and profitable new world of sports trading. This is truly an evolution of fantasy sports. You'll be amazed. Don't sit on the sidelines any longer. Get in the game at sportstrade.com.
All righty. I wonder what the betonline.ag people think about tomorrow's matchup or today's matchup with Lance McCullers and Garrett Cole.
Well, BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Whether you're betting on Lance McCullers going seven innings or you're betting on who's going to have more strikeouts, Cole or McCullers, I'm sure you can go to BetOnline because baseball is in full swing. They have tons of sports action going on. We just had the draft. We've got the Preakness coming up soon. It's the second leg of the Kentucky Derby Triple Crown. Get the latest news, odds for all your sports needs with MLB, NHL, NBA, and UFC MMA action. Before the next pitch, head over to BetOnline on your laptop and or your mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get in the game as teams prep for their run for the playoffs. Head to the website to use your mobile device to sign up today to get your 50% welcome bonus. Use a promo code Locked On. Bet online, your sportsbook experts.
All right, so I have thoughts by Dusty after the game. And you remember how in the past I've said that Dusty Baker says something, then he puts something in the middle, then he repeats what he said. This is a perfect example of what he does. He says, "They wore us down. They've got good zone coverage, good zone discipline. They take their walks. They're much like Oakland. They thrive on the walks. Big innings and also the home run ball. They wore us down." So that's exactly what I'm talking about. He says all this stuff, and then he just kind of repeats what he says. And he said, Dusty Baker on pitching to Stan, you can't make mistakes with him. He's hitting every mistake. He's hitting good pitches. Duh, Dusty. Don't pitch to him.
You also can't throw strikes and have them called balls either. Eric, I'm just going to say this. I'm going to be up and down with Dusty all season. This for me is a hard, this is a struggle for me, because I so bad want to root for Dusty and I want to be his biggest fan and be in his corner. But honestly, I mean, I've literally heard the guy say before, we didn't really have a plan. Like, I honestly don't think sometimes he has a plan. I just don't. Like, some of his moves don't make sense. Now, maybe he had the numbers, and maybe Stanek was the matchup, and maybe he's the old guy who's looking at new things, and he's looking all the sabermetrics and all this stuff. I just really doubt that's happening. I really don't. Maybe I don't understand it because I'm not a 72-year-old manager who's been to a couple World Series. And despite not winning them, he's gotten there and he's done some good things. You know, he's going up on the all-time wins list. He's got longevity. I get it. But I'm just not convinced that there is a true game plan in place. Now, with Brent Strom there, there has to be something. So they obviously know more than I do because they're in the position, right? But my thing is this. Hold up. I'm going to make this point. I'm not sold on Dusty. I don't have a lot of confidence in his moves right now. But what also keeps me from just losing all confidence is the bullpen just flat out sucks, and Dusty can't fix that. That's on the bullpen. He can't fix these arms and this wildness, you know, at the plate. They've got to fix that themselves.
One thing I have noticed, and it's very glaring, is they don't seem to have faith in, I don't know if it's they don't have faith, but they don't seem to want to bring in Kent Emmanuel. I don't know if it's they're saving him for a, I don't want to really.
They must be saving him for a start or something.
Saving him for a long relief outing or something. I don't really want to go into a long discussion on this, but it's just weird how they don't bring him in some of these big time situations. Maybe Dusty likes to go with the proven veteran, and not proven is the bad word, but the veteran guy. And that's why you see him going with the Ray Brooks Raley and the Joe Smith. And I don't want to use Brian Abreu as the veteran guy, but I really don't want to, we've already spent too much time on the bullpen, but Lance McCullers on pitching at Yankee Stadium. He said, I've pitched here in the playoffs, game five. I've pitched in a lot of hostile environments. It's no big deal. I'm looking forward to pitching against Garrett. You like to go against the best, right? So you have to like his little attitude there, and the fact that he's willing to go there. And before, I know we'll probably talk about this on tomorrow's podcast too, but George Springer will not be in the lineup when the Astros face the Blue Jays this weekend. He went on the IL. So he's back on the IL. So the Astros will not be facing their former teammates. And so Garrett Cole had some good things to say about Astros fans and the Astros organization as a whole. And so this was an article. He said, it was a very special time in my career. He said of his two seasons in Houston, I was adopted so quickly into a clubhouse. The team was super fun to be around from day one. I think the level of focus from the 27th man all the way to top with Jose Altuve. Wait, a Yankee saying something good about Jose Altuve is something that you see in organization that have prolonged winning, the attention to detail, the competitive edge, the competitive fire. And he said, I can go on and on about some of the characteristics of the club, but when it's all said and done, the play on the field speaks for itself. And they've been remarkably consistent for a long period of time. And so he said that they have a tremendous lineup. It's the top six guys have really been swinging good bats, good OPS across the board. And so I think that Garrett Cole is off to a great, one of his best starts to his career this year. So I think the Astros are going to face somebody who's really pitching well. And so the Astros have, especially after losing the first two, and they're going to be met by another raucous crowd. So they're going to, they have a tough matchup.
Yeah. You know, they do have their work cut out for them. I do think that Garrett Cole has a healthy respect for this team, like you had stated, and it will be interesting to see how they fare against him, because they've been behind him. They've been watching him. He's been their guy. You know, Callis and Blummer even talked about how it'll be interesting for them to call the game, because they've never called a game where Garrett Cole was the opposing pitcher. And like we had mentioned a couple podcasts ago, 62 strikeouts in a month hasn't been done since like 1974, only second to Ron Guidry, or 67. Good Lord, it was a long time ago. But Garrett Cole, I mean, he's got to be off. He's got to be off his game. He's got to throw some hangers out there.
He has faced Astros before. He faced them in, I think he faced them in 20. He faced them in some time.
He did not face them in 2020. They didn't play at all in 2020. In 2019, he was with the Astros.
Yeah.
And that was a completely different team.
Right.
This team has never faced Garrett Cole as a whole. And Garrett Cole knows that he's like, they're hitting the ball well. They have a high OPS. Their top six guys are as tough as anybody to get out. So Garrett Cole's going to be laser focused. It's going to be a pitcher's duel. I don't think there's going to be a lot of hits. I think McCullers is going to be on. McCullers is going to come with his game face. And if they don't win tomorrow, it's going to be because the hitting doesn't come through again. It's not going to be because of the pitching. I think the pitching will hold up. I even think the relief pitching will hold up. You know, so.
Yeah, so I think this is going to be a low-scoring game. I think it's, I don't know, I'm going to go with 3-2. I'll just say Astros victory. I think
I'm done predicting games for like a week. I'm on a hiatus from predicting games. They've got to show me that they want to win a game before I predict anything.
All righty. So you've heard that here. The Astros are going to win the game 3-2. And Brett says that the Astros are not going to win or lose.
I didn't say they weren't going to win.
They're not going to win or lose. I did say that. So yes. I did say it right. So
sorry,
today on the Locked On Today podcast, are the Miami Heat headed for the play-in games? Get more of the sports news you need in less time with the Locked On Today podcast. Follow the Locked On Today podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. And we will talk to you tomorrow, hopefully on the Locker Room podcast, on the Locker Room app. And we'll be talking to you about a victory over Garrett Cole. And we'll talk to you tomorrow.